Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. A new era has begun. The vibes are so different than the last time we pregamed, especially since the last time this guy pregamed.
It's been a while. Hope everyone still remembers me. My name is Dan Canobio. I like long walks on the beach and alien sightings in the Bronx. I'm so happy to be here with you, David. I'm happy to be here with you at home or wherever you are watching the Yankees pregame show. Some extra juice here in September, a month that we thought was going to be nothing, a month that we thought was going to be an afterthought. The boys, the kids, what do we call them? The youths have been called up. Dominguez hits two home runs in Houston. All of a sudden, tonight is one of those games where you got to tune in, you got to go. I'll be there in the Bronx with producer Ronnie. I'll be at Billy's beforehand getting some mini mic content. So if you're going to the game tonight,
be at Billy's before.
Be at Billy's. I'll be there hanging out. So I'm excited. I'm juiced up. I'm fired up. I'm excited that you asked me to host today's game or pregame.
And I'm excited to have you. Haven't gotten to do this, man.
It's been a while. It's been a long time. I think the last series.
You had the craziest summer like ever.
I want to do more. Like the coolest thing about working here, one of the many cool things, was being asked to contribute to Talkin' Yanks. That was a dream. Thank you. So I did a lot of pregames, and then I had a summer, like, insane traveling between NASCAR events.
You changed time zones, like, every weekend.
It was hard.
It was, like, 4 out of 5 weekends, 5 out of 6 weekends.
I went to the West Coast, like, 4 times, to Vegas, San Diego, Chicago, Orlando. It's fun because I'm doing a lot of cool things and work stuff, but I miss talking Yanks. I miss breaking down games.
It's, like, our favorite thing to do.
Seriously is.
Yanks.
Big one today.
And the Yanks we'll be talking about today. DJ LeMahieu leading off first base. Aaron Judge playing right field and batting second. Jason Dominguez, three-hole center field. How about that? Gleyber Torres bats fourth, plays second. I did not notice this in the lineup as Giancarlo Stanton drops down to the 5 spot. Interesting. I thought it was interesting. Anthony Volpe bats sixth. He plays shortstop. Pereira in left field, he is batting seventh. Peraza at third base bats eighth. And Ben Rortvedt is catching. The notes around this, obviously two catchers on the bench, one of them Austin Wells, who did catch all 3 games in Houston. If you're in any group chat I was in that talks about the Yankees, I was all over no Wells today.
Yeah.
Because Cole's pitching.
Yeah, Wells is awesome. Wells got a little overlooked because of Dominguez, but I think it was Michael King. I caught a post game because when the Yankees are playing an exciting brand of baseball, I'll watch the post game. Yeah. For a while, I wasn't watching the games at all, let alone the post games.
It's got to be like all time bad or good vibes.
So I did catch King saying that when he was pitching to Wells, a front door two seamer, Wells wasn't set up inside enough. So in between innings, he goes over to Wells and says, you know, you got to set up here, not there. Next inning, he sets up there, making adjustments, Wells. So he's been good behind the plate. Everything we've heard about him is that he can swing the bat, but he's not exactly, Trevino behind home plate. But he's made the adjustments. And
so far, so good.
Right. But they weren't going to throw him in there, I don't think, with Cole just yet.
No, I know this week. They were going to let him sit in on the pregame routine between Cole and Rortvedt. Aaron Boone told us on Talkin' Yanks today.
Love
check
that.
It out. He told us at some point this year, Wells will catch Cole. So there's 5-6 starts left. I guess 6 starts
left. 24 games
tonight.
Left.
So
after going into tonight, there's 20.
So he'll get one of those five left after today.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, man.
I'm excited for that. Other guys on the bench, Higgy, we haven't seen him in a bit. I know it sounded like he's going to catch Wednesday with a lefty starter. I don't know if that's going to mean no Wells. Is that going to mean he's DHing against the lefty?
Maybe play first.
I'm interested.
DJ's been playing a lot.
DJ's been playing a lot. He's going to get a day hot at some point, right?
DJ's red hot. Torres, even coming back from the back, a little spasms. Hits probably the longest home run of his career, an absolute no doubter. Mm. He's hot. Judge is swinging a really hot bat. Stanton will run into one every once in a while. I feel like the bottom guy, like Volpe, Pereira in for sure, has been kind of overlooked because of Dominguez and Wells. And maybe that's a good thing because the jury's still out on Pereira. He's not as a big of a prospect as Dominguez or not a big of a prospect as Wells. But the jury's still out on Pereira, but I am liking what I'm seeing so far defensively. He's working counts, but I want to see him have a really good homestand where we're like, all right, this guy can hit. This guy can do
I'd like him to put together a series. He's had, like, in a game some loud outs and a couple doubles. He's worked a couple, not really on the whole. For a while, it felt like he was working more walks than I thought he would. But I've liked Pereira, and he plays a normal-looking left field, which is all I've been asking.
I was very nice to see him going in on balls, going back, going to the wall. He made a nice play. Peraza, I think, has been solid, too. A lot of those rallies over the weekend in Houston were he was right in the middle of a lot of it, Peraza. Mm-hmm. Makes
his,
a few boneheaded
defense,
plays.
Obviously, but
makes good plays. And the turns at second or beginning those 5-4-3s were pretty. Yeah. So it's hard to find a complaint right now, which is insane. Because 2 weeks ago, it was hard to find a single positive, and it just snapped. Like it reminded me how like deprived I was of like meaningful Yankee games. Like these games aren't like they're meaningful for us, but seeing Dominguez, him getting called up, the excitement around that, Peraza's getting called, excitement about Wells, and then Dominguez hitting a home run in his first swing and going deep Sunday night baseball.
Yeah,
like it was almost appointment TV. 7 o'clock was almost like a dreadful time for Yankee fans.
Yeah, I'd been openly not prioritizing the Yankees.
But this weekend it was.
This weekend I like I
can't miss.
Was like out Saturday afternoon. I was like, I'm getting back and watching this game.
You gotta see Dominguez, and not only that, like I went as far as to, I was home this weekend, at my parents' house. Saturday night, the Yankeeography 1998 came on, and I left it on. And me and my dad watched 98, obviously 25-year anniversary, and my dad was like, we got to get back to that. We got to get back to that. Got to get back to those winning teams. And like it was just a great night. Like I felt like I'll back as a Yankee fan, and it all happened because of a Martian.
Wow. The kids. I guess nitpicking into the lineup, and it's still on the topic of Wells. I'd have liked to see him DH tonight, especially righty on the bump. Fado's
yeah, like why? Little, like he, why does he got to be out?
Because they weren't going to sit Stanton if he's healthy 3 days in a row, because with the off day and he sat the last game in Houston. But Judge, they could have gotten the double off day. I know the toe looks great and he's running hard.
He looked great running.
I'm shocked. I'm not shocked. I am a little surprised they didn't do a double off day for him, just with everything and let Wells have his stadium debut and all that. And he's just DHing. They're carrying three catchers anyway, so you're not worried about that part of it.
I guess they're looking to win games. Tonight, if they win, they get to 500. For a while, it was like, just get to a winning season. Just get me that winning season. Tonight, they get to 500 with the win, and they start building. Obviously, they have a 0.3% chance to make the playoffs.
That ain't zero.
I have a theory or a prediction.
Okay.
I think Dan Canobio predictions have been pretty good this year. This might be my boldest one yet. I think they will get within 4 games of the wild card on that final week of the season.
Mm.
That final week when they
just put, close enough to
just close enough.
We have to have a conversation.
Just close
it.
Enough. They play that final week. They play 4 at Toronto, and then 3 at Kansas City. I think they'll get within 4. Make 4 with 8 to can I even add 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 4 with 6 to go.
Nice.
And then they'll lose like a debilitating loss.
Yeah,
and then
that'll be like over.
Over. Or like if they get within four, I'll go look back at some of those games that they should have won and find some really bad losses that I had already left in the past, but I'm going to reopen the wound and be like, how did they lose that fucking game to Miami? Or like many of that 2-12 stretch, but got to get there first. They're playing fun baseball. They're pitching well. They're hitting the ball. They're running the bases. It's like a fun brand of baseball. They have pretty much a new team.
Yeah.
It's insane. Only in baseball could you just do this, where you just can call up 5-6 guys and you just have a new team.
It's fun. Oswaldo, IKF, Bowers, also on the bench. Sure.
Oswaldo. Poor Oswaldo. What is he?
Oswaldo.
Who is he?
Just kind of...
didn't even let him in that photo.
Pitching path to victory should be pretty easy. Garrett Cole's pitching.
Popped this tab open in a while on my browser.
He, and his last time out was against these Tigers, I believe.
Yeah, he went 6-3.
Went 6, so... You know, probably saved something. Change it up a little bit. Went fairly low pitch count on him. He touched 100 against the Rays. Hasn't aired it out in a little bit. So I think he's got a little extra in the tank tonight. I think
there's gonna be a lot of juice in the building tonight.
I think there's some juice in the building
and it's
tonight.
Really hot too.
I think we can pencil him in for 7. We're passing a victory.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of the Cy Young favorites, right? Yeah. Him and Sonny
Gray.
At least
6 and change.
Let's see. No one pitched yesterday because they did not.
Off day, yeah.
It was Labor Day. You don't pitch. No. You don't play on Labor Day. I mean, the bullpen is pretty open.
Everyone's available. Maybe not Brito. All right. That's fine. But, you know, you got.
Brito ain't coming this game.
In a situation where there's a save. Clay, I think, is still getting the 9th. At this point, Loaizig is like the 8th inning guy, right? So
he's looked awesome.
Dude, he looks like the best we've seen him. Their bullpen and we've seen him look awesome.
Bullpen has been solid all year long. I mean,
yeah, as a unit, they've been very good.
Like next man up didn't reach the lineup this year, and that's pretty much why they're in the position they're in. Like 2009, next man up was Mike Talkman and guys, Maybin and all those types of guys. The bullpen has been next man up this year. Yeah. Ian Hamilton goes down, someone pops up.
Everybody's performed.
Mike King goes into the rotation, Loaizaga pops up. Canely has a rough couple of outings. He looks like he's back. He had a 2-inning appearance against Houston this weekend. Pitching's been great. Even the starting pitching has had its ups and downs, but so many injuries.
Yeah.
It's just like they just didn't hit.
They've been better than their statistics would show on the whole of the starting pitching, I'd say. Yeah. If you're looking into who is the freshest out of the pen, and I guess Randy Vasquez could give you
Randy.
The Yankees are like up big. Cause we're not gonna talk about being down. If they're up big and Cole, they want him to just be done after 6 and call it a day, Randy could just pitch the last 3.
Yeah. See that.
Abreu is very fresh, Keenan Middleton is very fresh. Wandy's pretty fresh too. 16 pitches.
Wandy's had a good year.
Wandy's good, man.
He's
had a weird.
He's been a great Yankee.
Really good Yankee. Free agent. Get that money, kid.
Is he a free agent?
Free agent after this year. Yeah.
Didn't trade him. Oh yeah, that's right.
Didn't trade him. And Greg Weissert on the team. We haven't seen him yet. So if they're up big, some combination of him, Abreu, Middleton would be my guess.
I saw Weissert in the background of the Dominguez call up video.
Oh, nice.
And Ron.
Ron, I think I caught in there.
Ron and Weiss, I was just like, oh, man, you guys were like, Ron yeah. especially. Like, Ron big was part of the bullpen last
year.
He's
been on the team like 80% of this season.
Big part of the team last year. Had high hopes for him. I think he'll bounce back. But story
yeah,
for another day.
It's not over for him.
Story for another
but
day.
But this year's tough. Of late. Hasn't been great for him since he went down. Anyway.
Homer draft, it's the Homer draft. We do it every show when we do the show.
We do it every show when we do the show.
When it's a weekday, not a weekend.
Not the weekend sets.
So how's this going to work since I am only doing this game? I hate to break it to everybody out there. Dan Rourke.
Dan Rourke will be back tomorrow. Allegedly.
Allegedly. I haven't seen Dan Rourke in the flesh in like months.
Yeah, I saw him. No, he wasn't at the warehouse the day I was at the warehouse.
He's always good for it. He was at Instagram
the
like
the day I wasn't at the warehouse.
Big warehouse week, too. Thursday night, warehouse games. 5 p.m., Blitzball Blitz.
Yes.
Live Blitzball, guys. I'm telling you, it's going to be awesome.
Yes, Warehouse Games YouTube channel. Check it out. And you... Oh, I'm putting stuff in wrong columns. But you have the first pick tonight.
I do?
You do.
I mean...
What are you gonna do, man?
I mean, obviously, I'm going with Bartvet. No,
You're only doing one game allegedly. So,
I'll pick Dominguez. This could be my moment. Dominguez. Is the other guy pitching's a lefty or righty?
Righty.
So, okay, he's in lefty. He's gonna Dominguez will electrify the crowd. Not in the first inning. He'll hit one to the wall. Early in the game, but later in the game, he's going to hit a rocket, a screamer for a home run, curtain call, hole nine. How do you not pick Dominguez?
How could you not? Would be foolish. It
would be malpractice if I didn't pick him.
I agree. I really do.
Stamp it.
Stamped. With the 2-3 wraparound here, taking a little stock in what I've got. I will be taking Aaron Judge first and foremost.
I like that.
And I'm excited to pick him. And some a lot of hot Yanks right now. Dominguez. There's a lot of hot Yanks. Give me Glaber. He's crushing balls, man. Came back after the two-game absence, it's like the furthest homer I've ever seen.
That was a loud home run. That felt good for him. He pimped it. He looked awesome. Give me DJ. DJ's been swinging a great bat since the All-Star game. I think Sean Casey was the subject of a lot of goofs and gaffes. But he's been good, man. He has been especially good with the veterans. I like LeMahieu to right field. Opposite field home run, one of those lasers. DJ LeMahieu.
That brings us to the over-under.
Oh, I love it. DraftKings.
You love an
over-under. You silly, silly, silly app.
You love the over-under. Do you have any guesses on the line this evening?
Cole... Tigers, bad offense. Yankees hitting the ball pretty well. Going to account for most of the runs of this total. I'm going to say 6.5.
The line is 8.
Wow. Disrespect for Cole or just respect for the Yankees?
New Yanks.
Respect for the Utes.
The Bombers are back.
Wow. 8 under.
On the under, I think. Because, you know, Cole gets clipped for one. That's fine. Will that be a solo shot? Probably.
That's annoying.
But I believe in these Yanks and these Yanks to these put up some Yanks. Runs. So I will take the over.
Over. Okay. That'd be awesome. It. I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait to be there tonight. I haven't been to the Yankee
game in a while. Oh, my God. And you're going to the game.
I've been to a game in a while. I'm going to be at Billy's early. My mini mic with me, Cole, Dominguez, Ronnie, Jerez. Tickets were very cheap. I bought the tickets after Dominguez hit the home run Friday. I did. That's how excited I got. I went right to SeatGeek. And I was like, awesome when Wells. Is this debut?
There's a picture that the Yankees posted just now. And Austin Wells is seeing a shirt I've seen Zach Esposito wear before.
Is it a Jumbo shirt?
No, but same company as this shirt. I don't know if we're saying anymore.
No free ads. I'm looking at it now. Yeah, it's on the Yankees.
It's a Roosevelt shirt.
Oh, it's him, like them walking in, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's a Roosevelt shirt, and I really
dude, Austin Wells just like, he does, I don't know, he's just funny. Look, he's just an interesting looking guy.
He's awesome, man.
Like, I think the players are obviously going to love The Martian, but I think Wells could be like a real true fan favorite, like mustache, catcher,
he could be
hard-nosed.
Like, by this time next year, we very well might be feeling like he's like the core of this team.
Yeah. If you hit,
there's a chance. If you're going to hit it all lefty at the stadium, you're the catcher.
Like 240, 20.
I love the Yankees up the middle.
It's insane, bro. I can't believe like how this happened so fast.
It's crazy.
It's not hyperbole either.
Oh, two impact lefties. That'll change everything. Yeah, it will.
It will. And then
you add Rizzo back next year, who I'm believing in, because like he's having his best season. And then
wait, Tom Ace and Joss. I could have gotten legend seats for $200. That's true. Last time I did sit legends this year, and I ate so much shrimp, I almost got mercury poisoning. And I ain't complaining, folks.
Like that.
Yeah. Oh, I'll take the under. You're taking the over.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So are we premoing?
We're premoing.
I think my premonition, one of my premonitions is the roll call, which has been something I've been having fun with other fan bases doing the roll call. What I say to that? What will the crowd? What will Dominguez's? I think his roll call will be something really cool. Not really a premonition.
Oh, like his
thing. Like the Gardner did the flex. I think Dominguez. That's one premonition. I think it's gonna be something that we're gonna say, wow, that was pretty cool. As far as the game, I think Pereira speaking to me like a 4-hit game.
Mm.
No home runs, like but Pereira like a couple, gets, like a double.
Like, have his first fully good game.
Yeah, really good game from Pereira tonight. And a cool moment for Dominguez with the roll call.
I love that.
Thanks, man.
Ooh. I think Rourke Vet gets just like a single up the middle. Just shoots it up there.
Sexy.
Everyone's talking about, we won't get to see Wells today. Oh, we won't get to see Wells today. Cole's winning a Cy Young. He needs his guy, all right? Cole needs his guy. And you know what? He's going to help on offense, too.
How old is Ben Ruffer? Is he
25.
A youth? Yeah,
he's pretty young. He's a year older than Wells.
It's nuts. Good point from Sean Browning. Sterling was not on the call.
Yeah, weekend. It's the first Sterling game. I'm really excited.
So we need Dominguez.
I really, really thought about getting a ticket to tonight's game because of this 3-game set. It's the only one I could do. This weekend I'm around. But then I remembered,
Sterling calls.
I'm gonna want to check
something that BBD that runs out. Very, very well.
This year was a slog.
Want to predict Sterling's calls for?
Oh,
okay, here's the pitch. Swung on a drill. There it goes. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Jason Dominguez, out of this world. My Martian, like from the 70s. Who's Martian? Their Martian? No, my Martian. Aliens have landed.
I wonder if there's like a... it's not really his style. I was thinking, is there like a Martian, like the Brady Bunch? But
don't. There's too many like layups for Sterling for the Martian. Something with Martian, something out of this world, something with alien. Aliens have landed. Aliens attack. Mars attacks.
Martian has landed.
My favorite Martian.
Obvious.
If it ain't pre-Cold War, it ain't worth it, says Snickdity.
Yeah. Yeah.
My guess is it will be something so out of left field. Pardon the pun.
Just go
for the hits. Burn, baby, burn was one of the best ones.
Yeah. I just need it to not be Italian.
No, if I'm Italian, I don't want it to be Italian.
Like, I just... Because the kid's not Italian.
The Gardner Plants one, awesome. Simple.
Robbie Cano, don't you know.
Simple. Burn, baby, burn.
The classics are classics. A-bomb from A-Rod.
He's getting too cute with it.
They're a little in-depth.
I can't wait. I'm really hoping he hits a home run this week.
He had one new one this year that I actually really, really liked. Like one of the people that came up and hit one.
Dude, he's got like, think about it.
Franchi to the ranch. He got me pretty good the first time I heard it.
That was a good one. Tonight, I mean, he better have them all ready to go. He has Dominguez, Pereira.
If Wells pinch hits late.
Rortved, maybe.
He has one for Ben. Big Ben strikes 12.
It's horrible. Pereira. He needs one for Pereira, and he needs one for Dominguez. Maybe Wells.
So, Sean Browning, he found it. Willie Calhoun was Willie giving everyone the willies.
It's in line with what I want him to do.
Yeah.
It's
the dumber it can be, the better.
Less Italian, less singing, less things from the 1912s.
Well, I didn't say less singing. It can be musical.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.